loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
That's right. It's time for your nerd update, MFers. Whoa, I should watch my mouth. I'm getting saucy already.
You are
calling
saucy.
You're a bunch of MFers and B-words.
And B-words.
Yeah, you B-words and MFers. Why don't you S my D? Hard. That's is that insulting? I feel like it's worse when I say it like that.
It is worse when you say it like that.
Why don't you suck my dick hard? It's funnier.
You should
saying
just say
it. Saying it actually is funnier.
Censoring
when
yourself
I say
it sounds
my
word.
D hard, it sounds grosser.
It does sound grosser.
Sorry, guys. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Make. Mike with Vanessa, Team Awesome Make. We're here to give you a nerd update. Also iTunes, Team Awesome Make, type it in, subscribe to that shit. Go to yotina.podmac.com website, and then for the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, like I'm shouting at you, Simmer, like you're cooking, Mike, it's my name, so just do that, boom, you're there, and got all kinds of reactions, videos, all that kind of shit, it'll be there, and it's all free for now.
Woo!
Right?
Free for now,
well,
yeah.
Well, it's free. Well, in YouTube, it's absolutely free. So, we got some nerd news to brighten up your nerd day, or night, or car ride. Commute, trip, whatever you're doing right now to help you distract you from whatever boredom you're at right now.
Yeah.
To give you the best nerd updates that we could find on the interwebs. And this is the firstie. All right. Well, I'm going to get stuff that Vanessa doesn't know out of the way. So we're going to start with, I suppose we should consider the following to be a spoiler, shouldn't we? A Star Wars trilogy. Yep. We're starting with Star Wars.
Okay.
A Star Wars trilogy is a rare occurrence, or at least they used to be. There was 16 years between the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, and 10 years between the prequel trilogy and the sequel trilogy. But with Disney hoping to keep the franchise trucking along even after we're all dead, it's an easy bet that we won't have to wait quite that long for episode 10, 11, and 12. I don't know how I feel about this, because initially, when they made the first three Star Wars movies, the idea was that they were the middle part of, like, a three-part trilogy. There were going to be three trilogies.
Huh, okay.
So, 9 movies total in 3 trilogies.
Okay.
And it was the middle trilogy of... God, I don't even know what you call 3 trilogies. I guess a saga. It's the middle.
Saga?
It's the middle part of a saga, basically. That was the idea that, because it started with an opening crawl, introducing you to the world and everything. So that was the idea. So initially, I mean, there's been people who said they went back and said, you know, George Lucas didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was making it up as he went along. I have the I think he kind of planned out, like, the idea that there were 9 stories in total. I think he had an idea that there was, like, a 9-story structure there, like,
yeah.
9 movies, but I think he was, like, telling it as if this is the middle part, and that's how he approached making the movie. And then, years later, he's like, well, I want to tell the beginning of that story now. Which I'm like, okay, but why don't you start with the beginning? But one would say, why don't you start with the beginning? But, you know, he didn't know that's where he was going to lead the story into later on in life.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I mean, that's why prequels
are
made.
But it's always been a 9. Like, George Lucas always said 9 movies. He always said it was just 9 movies. That's it. So, it's like making Harry Potter movies without J.K. Rowling writing the books or the movies to make the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be like making Harry Potter without J.K. Rowling writing the stories in which to base the movies off of. It's pretty shitty. It's like making Lord of the Rings movies, like sequels, without J.R. Tolkien writing those future... I mean, that's how I look at it. I'm like,
yeah,
the
no,
idea
absolutely.
was that there were just 9 movies, and Lucas had, like, those ideas for the stories, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got Kathleen Kennedy saying... she's saying, we're sitting down now, and we're talking about the next 10 years of Star Wars stories, and we're looking at narratively where that might go. Future stories beyond episode 9... With these new characters, Rey, Poe, Finn, BB-8, we're also looking at working with people that are interested in coming into the Star Wars world and taking us to places that we haven't been yet. And that's exciting, too, because it's a vast galaxy far, far away. The possibilities are endless. It's certainly not unusual for characters to jump from trilogy to trilogy, but it will be interesting to see what elements of their stories are being saved for the future. Will they continue serving as the main characters, or will they take more of a backseat as the slightly older mentors for the new crop of Star Wars heroes? So, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like they're planning on taking all the characters from this current, like 7, 8, 9... Ray Poe and Finn, and they're going to have them wrap up this trilogy, and then I guess they're going to start another one.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter how I feel about it. They're going to fucking move forward anyway.
Yeah. My concern is that those future stories might not do very well, and only because...
George Lucas didn't write 7, 8, and 9... But he had ideas that they are using for those movies. They're not using them verbatim, but they're using the structure of that to sort of go and create their own plots with that, and the writers and directors go and do their own thing with it. So it's all based via committee, kind of like Marvel does things. But it does kind of suck that they're not following that original plan of 9 movies, and that was it. It was just supposed to be those 9 movies. Because they're like, you know what, fuck that, we're making a lot of money, and now that he's, like, relinquished control, we can do whatever the hell we want. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
No,
and
at the end of the day,
like, oh, no.
It does come down to money.
I'm like, oh, no, they're taking something that he was, like, now I know why he was holding on to it for so long and being so protective of it. He didn't want it to be, like, what they're doing, kind of, with it. They were already kind of doing that with it. It's just they weren't making the movies. They just weren't. They were doing the toys. They were doing the advertisement. They were doing the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't making the actual movies. They were doing, the remastered ones? Remember when they re-released the Star Wars movies in theaters? I went and saw every single one in the theater. I saw A New Hope, I think Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. The remastered ones in theaters in the 90s when that was a big deal. And then I saw all the prequels in the theaters when they came out as well. And I've seen the current one in theaters, and I'm looking forward to The Last Jedi, but I'm like, dude, this doesn't sound like this is going to be the last of anything. Like, it sounds like they're going to keep these new characters going.
Mm-hmm.
They may revisit old characters in different trilogies. They may do different things, but I'm like, part of me is kind of like, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want them doing that. I'm more excited about them telling different stories in that universe. But I don't know if, like, because to me it's about the Skywalker family.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was going to say is that concern is that obviously Carrie Fisher isn't going to be involved anymore.
No, she's not even,
Harrison Ford.
They have to write her out.
Harrison Ford likely won't be involved except maybe in some sort of flashback capacity.
I think he might be
in
some flashbacks.
And who knows how long Mark Hamill will be on board. So once all the old cast is gone...
I feel
like you're going to lose that entire generation of fans.
And
they're just not going to care anymore.
And that's who's going. That's your fan base are all those people who are familiar
with
Luke, Han, Leia, and now Poe, Rey, Finn. And,
you might have a new fan. Like, obviously, you're going to have a new fan base with the new characters, but it won't be nearly as big and monumental as the old fan base with the old characters.
You're absolutely right about that. No, that's a really good point.
I think they might...
Like, you're going to lose people unless you, like, I mean, Boba Fett is a character that no one specific actor really you can say played him. So that's a character you could bring back because he just wears a helmet and he's really mysterious.
Yeah.
So that's a character you can still play with. I mean, but they're telling young Han Solo now because they're doing the young Han Solo movie with Danny Glover's playing Lando.
Yeah.
Not Danny. Yeah. Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Not Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
That'd be amazing. Danny Glover.
I don't know who that is.
No, Donald Glover is playing young Lando, and we've got Alden Ehrenreich playing young Han, and Woody Harrelson's in it.
Oh, great.
I don't know who he's playing.
Love Woody Harrelson.
I just know Woody Harrelson's. I saw a photo, and Woody Harrelson's there. I'm like, is he playing Dad Solo? He's playing Dad Solo,
isn't he? Oh, God.
Han Solo's got a dog, Dog Solo.
Dog Solo.
He's got a cat, Han Kitty.
Han Kitty?
It's Chewbacca's. That's one of my lamest Star Wars jokes I could ever tell about Han Solo.
Yeah, probably.
Dad Solo. It's a dad joke. They're gonna go back and, like, as long as they're good, right? As long as it's good. If they're really good movies that, like, they, like, tell good stories and they have good direction, there's great. I mean, the visual elements are all gonna be, they're gonna be great no matter what. It's Star Wars. They're known for their visual elements. They're known for special effects, science fiction, all that's gonna be there. I just want good storytelling, good acting, and good writing.
Yeah.
Is it so much to ask that this shit is good? Like, yeah, it looks good, but can it be written good? Can the actors actually act good? Can I believe this shit? Like, come on. Like, Marvel's been nailing it so far. I think this next film's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. I hope it's going to be good. I hope it is.
I hope for you it's going to be good.
I do too.
Because if not, then I have to listen to you bitch about it, and I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, because I'll be bitching about it forever.
Forever.
Like, just like other people bitched about Rogue One, but I was like, I liked it. Other people are like, I hated Rogue One, but I enjoyed it. I mean, we didn't need it. Mm-hmm. It was a really boring story for a lot of people, but I loved it. I thought it was a fun Star Wars story. That's all. It's called a Star Wars story. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there, but... I don't know. What do you think? Are you excited that they want to carry on the stories beyond Lucas's initial nine, and they're going to be a part of that
in
saga?
In a way, I think
they should do
because
a
you know
thing.
That I'm not super into Star Wars.
That's
but
true.
As
yeah,
I feel like this is almost what I hope if they do decide to carry on with the Star Wars movies is that you have almost like a Doctor Who situation because you have fans who have been fans of Doctor Who since the very beginning.
That's a good idea.
And the characters are
idea.
Constantly changing and the, you know, the
you
story
don't,
is
I
constantly
mean,
changing.
You're not saying something so obvious as the characters being regenerated. You mean
the actual concept
of the story and
but
everything.
But they're... The one thing that's consistent about Doctor
like
Who
James Bond,
is
right?
The feeling of Doctor Who. It always feels like
just
Doctor
like
Who.
Just like the feeling of James Bond.
Yeah.
It's like you always get a new actor playing James
Bond. Yeah,
but
it always feels
exactly.
like James. So as long as it always feels like Star Wars...
Then it doesn't matter. You're
I
right.
think it'll be okay.
And that's the thing. The prequels really lacked that. The prequels didn't have that feeling of Star Wars.
Yeah, so I think as long as they don't stray too far from what people loved
yeah.
in the first place.
But
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But they strayed away from it, but George Lucas was trying to do something new, and he kind of... He kind of went, for a lot of people, he went the wrong. There's a lot of people that love him and think
yeah.
they're great.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm hit or miss. I'm like, I think there's fan edits of the Star Wars prequels that are better than George Lucas's edits. But there's a lot of people who are, you know, defending. They're called prequel defenders or whatever. Or
yeah.
They're prequel apologists.
They prequel apologists.
Like, they're actually really good. But I get what you're saying. Like, as long as they feel like it, as long as it's the same... Like Doctor Who kind of vibe you got. Like, not that the actual Star Wars movies have the vibe of Doctor Who, but I'm saying, like, they pay homage to what that
it
sensibility
used to be,
is.
Yeah.
Like, to what the sense of it is, that story, those characters, the mythology. As long as it plays into that shit, then, you know, it's going to be good. As long as they tell... And again, as long as you tell a good story, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You can do, like, 24. I don't care, as long as they're good.
Yeah.
Make them good.
Exactly.
But... There's something to be said about the creator of the saga saying, I wanted to do nine, and that's all I wanted to do, and now they're saying, we're going to do more. There is something to be said about, that wasn't what he wanted, but he did relinquish control, so it's like, it kind of doesn't matter now. Like, it's like, well, it's not what you wanted, but now it's out of your hands, so fuck it. Like,
yeah. Well,
oh,
also, sometimes
sucks,
stuff
it?
Like that changed, because in
yeah.
Doctor Who, he was only supposed to have 11 regenerations.
No, he was supposed to have like 12, right?
Or 12, yeah, 12 regenerations.
I think it was just 12, and then he was supposed to, yeah, but then, you get a cycle, but then, you know, I don't want to spoil anything for Doctor Who, but I think people are well aware that he hasn't died yet,
nope.
So, and now he's a lady.
Yep.
Dude looks like a lady. I can't wait for Lady Doctor and Lady Master.
We have to buy tickets for that.
I hope Lady Doctor and Lady Master do some stuff. You know, like fight.
We're getting off track.
Anyway, back to the... Well, it's still nerdy, but it's not the story at hand. I guess yeah, as long as it's good, we're down. But don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck up The Last Jedi either, I swear to God. If you fuck up Luke Skywalker...
I'm begging you not to fuck up The Last Jedi.
I'm going to like the rest of my... I'm going to hate Star Wars. I will hate... If they fuck up Luke Skywalker and they fuck up this next movie, and I'm done with Star Wars. I'm not even kidding. That's how serious I am. I'm saying it on the Nerd Update.
Oh, my God.
I am declaring it today on the Nerd Update. If you fuck up Luke Skywalker and The Last Jedi, I am done. No more Star Wars.
And I'm just begging you for my sanity.
No, yeah.
With
just
Mike,
don't,
just
yeah.
don't fuck it up, please.
Because she's going to have to hear it.
Because I'm going to have to hear it.
Well, here's some sad news, kind of.
Oh, no.
That's sort of mixed news, I think. That's good or bad. I mean, like, hopefully it'll be good. But this is kind of sad. Ridley Scott, acclaimed science fiction director, writer, awesome guy all around, just really talented filmmaker. He did Alien. He did Blade Runner.
You about to tell me Ridley Scott died?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God! Don't do say that. To me. No, I would have said it right away. I would have said it right away. Oh fuck!
God.
You scared me. Now I'm scared.
Okay, what happened to Ridley Scott?
No, nothing. I hope he's okay. Sir Ridley Scott, please go to the hospital. Get checked out. And I'm scared. Get a full-blown physical.
Oh, God.
For the love of God. You're scaring me. I hope nothing happens to you, Sir Ridley Scott. If you're listening, he's probably not.
I'm sorry.
He's very important in English. He doesn't.
Freaked me out.
He'd be like, what's a podcast? I don't know what the fuck that is. It sounds like bullshit. I'm like, yeah, it is. But regardless, he's fine. Last I heard, he had a cold.
Oh, God.
I think he's better now. I think he's just stuffed up. No, the sad news is that he doesn't think that people want the alien anymore, the xenomorph.
I want the alien.
I know.
I want more alien.
Well, did you see Alien Covenant?
No, but we have to see Alien Covenant.
That's what he's saying. He's like, a lot of people didn't go see Alien Covenant, and Fox is willing to move forward with another one, but he's like, I don't know if I want to do it. He's like, well, check it out. He actually has a better idea. So here's the thing. This is what he had to say on the whole xenomorph thing. So while speaking during a roundtable interview with THR, Ridley Scott seems to indicate that the future of the franchise may leave the xenomorph behind. So they'll move forward with the Alien franchise, but without the xenomorph. So it won't be Alien. It'll be like, well, it's hard to explain. I think I'll let him do it. He says, I think the beast has almost run out personally. You've got to come in with something else. You've got to replace that. And so I was right. I was ahead of the game. This isn't the first time that Ridley Scott has foreshadowed the possible end of the xenomorph. He says, I think the evolution of the alien himself is nearly over, but what I was trying to do was transcend and move to another story, which would be taken over by AIs. The world that the AI might create as a leader if he finds himself onto a new planet. We have actually quite a big layout for the next one. You know, like, because in Alien Prometheus, it wasn't Alien Prometheus, but it was Prometheus. Remember Michael Fassbender played the robot?
Yeah.
And Charlize Theron was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was an alien prequel thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Covenant. I guess in not Covenant, it was called Prometheus. In Covenant, I guess the AI robot created that world that they landed on.
Huh.
That's like one of the spoilers for Alien Covenant, is that David kind of created that world that they crashed on. That's like Earth, basically, but
okay.
A little weird and kind of dangerous. So that's the world that the AI would have created. And so he was trying to transcend into a world where it was about artificial intelligence, kind of, you know, that world of like replicants from Blade Runner almost becoming sentient and becoming their own life form.
Okay.
And sort of taking over, you know, like they're like a new plague in a sense, but not really, because they're artificial, but they're still life.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what he wanted to explore in that franchise. So that's what he was trying to do, is transition to that. I think he could just do that. Like, he doesn't have to attach it to Alien. He doesn't. Like Ridley Scott doesn't have to attach anything to Alien. That premise alone is cool enough to be its own thing.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to make it like, oh, it's Alien Prometheus Covenant, but it's really about AIs and not about the xenomorph. It's like, no, just fucking forget it.
Just
like,
make a movie about AIs.
Yeah, you've already done, like, he's like, Ridley Scott's already done, like, amazing Alien movies. He did the first one.
Yeah.
It was the best one. I mean, come on. Aliens was cool, but it was more of an action movie.
Yeah.
It was like Bill Pullman, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I think so.
Paxton? It was Paxton.
It's
a game over, man. It was more of an action movie. James Cameron directed that. But the first one was more of a thriller in space.
Yes.
Space truckers fighting an alien. That was really cool. So I was down for that. And then Prometheus, I enjoyed Prometheus. A lot of people didn't like it. I liked it. I liked where he was going with it. And I like that he's trying to do the artificial intelligence thing. I think he should do it. We need more original sci-fi ideas in Hollywood.
We
need more original ideas. And this is an original, cool concept. I've never seen a movie where an artificial intelligence runs a whole world.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
true.
It was created by man. It escapes from man. Creates its own world. And now, like, what would it be like if the man-made artificial intelligence was god of its own world? That's scary and cool. I want to see that movie.
I want to see that movie.
Make that movie, Sir Ridley Scott. Please, that would be awesome. I think he's smart because he knows the studio system will only take that idea if it's attached to a franchise.
Oh, okay.
Because they're franchising everything, right?
Yeah,
so he's Ridley Scott, ahead of the game, being smart. Let's take my franchise and let's make a subdivision franchise of my franchise.
Yeah.
With AIs. So we got aliens and AIs. Clever man. clever dick, Sir Ridley Scott. I commend you. I certainly want to see those AI movies. And I hope he doesn't give up on the alien.
Speaking of AI movies, I don't want him to give up on the alien.
He's like, you know, make another one. Make one more before you hand off the reins, you know? Try one more. Like,
one more alien movie.
Let's do it your own way. And then, like, let someone else do it and say, fuck it. Because, like, I know he had to do what the studio wanted with Covenant, you know? And he was trying to do his own thing, but the studio wanted the Xenomorph, probably. I think if he just does one more, where he just sort of sends the Xenomorph off and does its own thing, and then creates that subdivision with the AIs, he's good. Totally good. Because 20th Century Fox will take the Alien franchise, they'll get other directors involved, he'll be attached as a producer. Boom. Problem solved.
Quick question.
You're welcome, Ridley Scott. You're welcome, Hollywood. Did it again.
What does it say about me that whenever I think about AI, my brain immediately goes to Jude Law in Artificial Intelligence?
Where he plays Gigolo Joe.
Yeah!
He plays Gigolo Joe.
That's the first movie that I think of.
Did he have an English accent when he played Gigolo Joe?
I think so.
That's gigolo-ish, I guess. Ladies like that. Oh, he's got such a sexy accent. That movie was kind of shit, right?
I thought it was good, but I saw it when I was fairly young. I just remember
Did you know that Stanley Kubrick, really sad. Stanley Kubrick, like, wrote and directed, I think, the first half of it or something, or he had done the first part of it, and then he passed away, and then Spielberg picked it up and finished it. And I guess, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to talk shit about Steven Spielberg, but I'm like, you can kind of tell the difference, because it went more aliens towards the end of AI, and that's more Spielberg kind of territory. Oh, it's the super future, and
there's
aliens.
I'd have to rewatch it.
It's like weird.
I'd have to rewatch it because I don't remember it. But
you gotta. I admit that's a really cool fever pitch dream.
Yeah.
Movie.
I remember it being weird and sad, but that's about all I remember.
But that's what you get when you take, you know, Stanley Kubrick and Steven Spielberg and mash them together.
Yeah.
And make a weird sci-fi alien movie. You're gonna get something crazy. It's worth a watch, honestly. It's worth a viewing. It's if you've never seen it, watch it. You know.
Isn't it really long?
It's long.
Isn't it like a 3-hour movie?
It's long and annoying sometimes, but it's good. It's worth it when you get to the end.
Sorry, that was my quick side note.
Yeah, sidebar.
The entire like time you were talking about Jude Law was running through my head.
No, it needed to be known. Sidebar and AI. But don't give up on the alien. Don't give up on the Xenomorph.
No. Bring us the Xenomorph back.
Just do one more and then hand it off and then do the AI movies. That'd be dope. I'm down. Here we go. Now we're going to stuff that you know about. This is stuff that
Woo!
Vanessa knows about. Okay, so.
Well, I know about Ridley Scott.
So after the. I know. I'm sorry. You said that so sad.
It was sad.
After the Justice League assembles in little over a week, most members will be headed to their own solo movies down the road, like Aquaman, Wonder Woman 2, The Batman. I like that they're calling it The Batman. And Flashpoint, which I think is going to be The Flash's movie. Flashpoint.
Well, I hope so.
It better be. So sprinkled in there will be some fresh faces, including Zachary Levi, who's going to be playing Shazam. But he's not really playing Shazam.
Shazam
is about Billy Batson. He's like a young boy, I don't know how old he is, and he says Shazam, and
no,
he turns
I've seen
into
Shazam.
So he's gonna turn into the guy from Chuck when he says Shazam and fight crime.
Okay.
Sorry. But he's turning into Chuck from, you know, Chuck.
Yeah.
The TV show Chuck.
Oh my gosh.
Chuck's Shazam. But they casted Billy Batson recently too. Get this, they're doing a Nightwing movie.
I did hear about that.
What the fuck? They're doing and
I've
get
heard
well
about the
for
movie.
Don't even think Joseph Gordon-Levitt's doing it, because he already said no.
Aww.
He's like, I'm not doing it. And he's like, why? Because Christopher Nolan's not directing it. It's like, okay, good point. He's like, I would have been Robin if Nolan directed it. I would have been Nightwing if Nolan directed it, but no. So he's going to do Sandman anyway. He's doing the Neil Gaiman Sandman movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's playing, I think he's playing the Sandman character. If not, he's producing it and involved. But we got Nightwing coming, which I'm like, that's a logical progression.
I'm excited for that.
Do that. We've seen every Batman movie there is. We've seen all the different stories for Batman. Tell the story of Nightwing. Nightwing is Robin, grown up. The first Robin.
Yeah.
Who grew up. He's like, I'm sick of you, old man, telling me how to crime fight. I'm going to go to my own city and be my own crime fighter, Dad.
Wait, which
I mean,
one
Batman.
Is he? Is he Dick Grayson or Jason Todd?
Oh, Dick Grayson's the first one.
Okay.
Jason Todd is the
Jason
second.
Todd the one that turned into Red Hood?
Yeah, and Jason Todd, and then the last one, the third one. Oh, God, I keep forgetting the third one's name. Something?
Isn't it something
Oh, God.
Drake? No.
Tim Drake.
Yeah.
Good job. You get extra nerd points today on this Woo-hoo. Nerd update. That's like 5 extra nerd points. You got to save those. You get
what do I win?
A Doctor Who keychain if you get 20. You got 5 so far. Well, no, you got 8. You had 3 from last week. But anyway, you listen to last show. Yeah, Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake. Those were, and then there was the Batman Returns one, the Dark Knight Returns, where it was a chick. It was the Lady Robin. Remember this Lady Robin? She had like a red visor.
Yeah,
she had like a Billy Ray Cyrus red visor on.
Yep.
That was the 90s, guys. Yeah, we got Nightwing, so I'm really
cool.
But so here's the thing. Guess who they're casting for Nightwing?
Who?
Unknown. They want an unknown to play Nightwing. They don't want a big name. They don't want Jogolev. They would have had Jogolev do it, but he's like, look, that's the Nolan universe. Christian Bale didn't come back, so, you know, it doesn't make sense for him to do it. So they're going to get an unknown.
Okay.
I'm like, well, but here's the thing. Chris McKay on Twitter said, we haven't started the process of casting Nightwing yet, but when we do, you'll hear something because our search will be far and wide. Pumpkin King at I'm Jesse Davis said, if you do an open casting call, I will actually cry tears of joy. Nightwing needs an open casting call. And Chris McKay said, I hope you have lots of Kleenex. So he's doing, they're doing an open call on Nightwing. They want an unknown. But not really an unknown. They're not going to cast like some dude down the street. Like they want to cast someone who actually has some credits. They want someone who actually has abilities, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody who not credits, but like maybe some TV credits, maybe like some minor roles. Like it's not going to be a completely no-face person. It's going to be someone who is in the industry.
Yeah.
Come on. They're not stupid. Like they're going to get someone who has a pedigree of some sort and put him in the part. And, I mean, you know, and I guess pre-production, someone asked, do you think pre-production can start next year? Chris McKay says, yes, I think it can, provided the script is crazy great. So they got a good Nightwing script, apparently.
Okay.
It's like really good Nightwing script.
Good.
I wonder how many more fucking rewrites it's going to go through until they make it. God damn it. And he may even, that's the thing. It's so early in the game for this stuff. They may rewrite the script 4 times and lose 3 directors over the course of the next year. That's how bad it is in Hollywood. Like they're just like they lose people left and right. It's hard to get excited about this stuff. It's like when Edgar Wright was going to direct Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I was like, the Shaun of the Dead guy's doing Ant-Man? And now he's not? Fuck. But it was still a good movie. But I was bummed. I was excited to see what he was going to do.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not trying to, it's like you're trying to take the wind out of the sails already. It's like, no, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to figure out where this movie lies because, like, I want to see a Nightwing movie and I don't want them to fuck it up. And I'm really curious to see how they do it. What do you think about an unknown? Do you think it should be an unknown or would you rather see, like, a more...
I think that there is potential
well-known. Yeah.
For a good unknown actors.
Apparently there's a lot of people who want Dave Franco to do it.
No.
Dave Franco? No. James Franco's younger brother?
No.
Oh, my God.
I can't see that.
One of my favorite jokes about Dave Franco is Dave Franco's name sounds like the fake name of James Franco's fake brother.
It does.
Like, if he had a fake brother, his name would be Dave Franco. What's your brother's name? Dave Franco or something?
Yeah, it totally does. I'm actually trying to think of people, because when you said Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I'm trying to think of actors who I think could play Nightwing.
Nightwing needs to be someone like, it's like an older Robin. If you can imagine what Robin older would be like.
Yeah.
I know it's a hard place to go in your head, but imagine picture Robin, then age him like 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 15 or whatever. Because Robin's supposed to be, when he retires as Robin and moves on to be Nightwing, he's in his like mid to late 20s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he was wearing the Robin uniform into his like early 20s. No wonder he wanted to quit. He's like, I don't want to wear this fucking stupid... lame ass.
See,
red and green.
Funny because he couldn't
tights,
play it now.
You weirdo.
Because he played
dress up like this.
He played Robin in the 90s, so he's too old now. But the guy who played Robin.
Oh, Chris O'Donnell?
In Batman and Robin.
No, not Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, no, if he was that age now, he could be Nightwing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, Christian Bale originally auditioned for the role of Robin. In
really?
Batman, yes.
That would have been funny.
In Batman Forever.
Robin and then played Batman.
Christian Bale auditioned for Robin
20 years later.
This in Batman Forever because Chris O'Donnell played Robin in the Jim Carrey Riddler.
No, was it Batman? No, it was Batman and Robin.
No, in Batman Forever, Robin makes his appearance.
Oh, right. Okay.
The first time Robin makes his appearances in Batman Forever. Chris O'Donnell was in that movie. The Flying Graysons, all that. Two-Face kills his parents, that shit.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Thank you.
Jim Carrey. Oddly enough, Robin Williams always wanted to play the Joker and tried to get Chris Nolan to get him to play the Joker. He like begged Chris Nolan basically to... It's like, come on, I in the 1989 Batman movie, Robin Williams was used as a bargaining tool to play the Joker to get Jack Nicholson to play the Joker because Nicholson turned it down. So the studio said, we casted Robin Williams. Then Nicholson said, I'll do it. They booted Robin Williams and put Jack Nicholson in.
That's messed up.
So then Robin Williams, for the rest of his life, fought to get the Joker. And he tried to play the Riddler, too. But Jim Carrey got it. He's like, I can't play a fucking comic book villain to save my life, you know? Like, but at the end of the day, he ended up having a great career no matter what.
He did, but I also could never see Robin. I think it's because of the career he went on to have. I could never see Robin Williams as playing a Batman villain ever.
As the Joker? I could see him as a fucked up Joker. Remember when he was in that 1 hour photo movie?
No.
He played that weird 1 hour photo guy?
I didn't see it.
Oh, that movie was fucked up. But anyway, I'm excited about a Nightwing movie. I've been wanting one for a while, actually. I'm actually excited they're doing it. That's going to be really cool. I wonder who his villain's going to be.
Yeah.
He's got an interesting rogues gallery. And he's also got a lot of like people that from Gotham that may try and get revenge if they know he's Robin or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all the different story arcs they could go. Nightwing seems more like a WB series, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Doesn't it?
Well, seems Colin like O'Donohue might be good for Nightwing.
Who's that?
He plays Captain Hook in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, that movie.
Show.
Oh, it's
TV
a show?
It's a TV show.
I thought there was another one. Why do they keep making Peter Pan movies?
Because Peter Pan's
care?
Great.
Does anyone care? The only reason why they keep making Peter Pan movies is they have to keep getting the rights. But I hope Nightwing's good. I hope they get a relative unknown because it'll be easier to picture that. But then whoever is... It's like Chris Hemsworth. You call him Thor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's Thor forever.
Yeah.
Because he's Thor.
Yeah.
Just like Tom Hiddleston's Loki. He's always Loki.
Is cast as Nightwing.
Robin,
is just forever going to be Nightwing.
Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. Even though I knew him before Iron Man, I grew up watching his movies. Like, you know, I just saw him in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I seen Almost Fire, all that shit, Chaplin. Now he's just Iron Man.
Yeah.
Always. He's just Iron Man. I see him in other movies. I'm like, that's not Robert Downey Jr. That's Iron Man. What's he doing? That's Iron Man.
Or all the Harry Potter kids.
Yeah, I see Daniel Radcliffe.
Like,
I'm like, that's Harry Potter.
Good movies since then, but they're always going to be the Harry Potter
I
kids.
I know, right?
Always.
Yeah, you're
fucking
right.
Fucking Hermione.
But there's nothing wrong with that. If you live your whole life like with that, like always being Harry Potter, that's not a bad thing to live with the rest of your life. Or always being Iron Man or Batman, like Michael Keaton. Like,
better than being the guy who directed The Room. What?
You are an asshole. Tommy Wiseau is a genius. All right. Well, we're moving on. I'm looking forward to Nightwing, and you are too, right?
Yes, I am.
Hopefully. It'd be cool to see him in Justice League, too.
I agree with that.
Or do you care?
No, I care.
Well, Justice League is going to be out in theaters this November, this month, you guys, the 17th.
No.
Yes.
Is it the 17th?
Justice League is the 17th of November. It's this month.
I thought it was the 5th. I thought it came out.
Nope.
What's
no,
today?
No. Thor Ragnarok is out, by the way, guys, we are gonna see that, and we will have a review for that coming up on the show. We promise.
Yes.
But Justice League will be out November 17th. But we're seeing Thor Ragnarok soon, right?
Like, yes, we are.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we'll have that review up momentarily. It might be up by the time this is up. We don't know. It's time travel's weird.
It is
weird. Here's the next story. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space. Oh, I should do this in the voice. There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an era which we call the Twilight Zone. That's right. They're bringing it back, bitches.
They are.
They're bringing it back. Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone's coming back. And guess who's bringing it back?
Who? M. Night Shyamalan.
No. Fuck no. His horror card has been revoked.
Oh, no.
The last good horror movie he did was, what was it? The Signs. Signs. That was good.
Visit.
What? No, the last good one.
I liked The Visit,
what
so whatever.
What was The Visit?
It came out like 2 years ago. Yeah.
I don't remember it. Oh, was it the old people one?
With the kids and the old people.
And they were really crazy people. Spoilers.
Did you watch it?
What a twist. No. M. Night Shyamalan.
We're going to watch it.
Knowing he has a movie out that he's directed, I automatically assume there's a twist. However, I heard that the James McAvoy movie he did was really good. The Split. Yeah.
We still have to see it.
That I've heard that's very good. And I heard it's leading into, we talked about the Unbreakable sequel that they're doing with Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis. I'm like, what? They're making that sequel? So I guess Jordan Peele is bringing back.
Wait, Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele. Yeah, that's right. It's sources say the show hails from Jordan Peele's Monkey Paw banner with Marco Ramirez, Netflix, Marvel dramas, The Defenders and Daredevil. He also does Sons of Anarchy. He's set to pen the script and serve as showrunner. CBS All Access declined comment on Peele and Ramirez's involvement as official details have not yet been revealed beyond Moon V's initial announcement. During an earnings call with investors of CBS All Access, CBS boss Leslie Moonves revealed that network has plans to reboot the legendary sci-fi TV series The Twilight Zone. So we know that Jordan Peele, his production company is involved. We don't know if he's necessarily involved, but it's his company.
I hope
so he
is
involved to some extent. That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, I have mixed feelings about this only because
I loved Key and Peele.
Key and Peele, but I heard really. So it's weird for me to attach him to sci-fi and horror, but because I haven't seen Get Out yet. But I heard amazing things about
that was
Get Out.
Jordan Peele. Yep. Yeah. So Jordan Peele. Yeah. Obviously directed that, and now he's going to be helping bring the Twilight Zone back. I mean, it's CBS. I mean, it says CBS All Access.
Huh.
So CBS All Access already offers the original anthology series created by Rod Serling, which ran on CBS from 1959 to 1964. I mean, this opens it up. I mean, just because he's producing it doesn't mean he's going to be overseeing and running the entire show.
Well, yeah.
But even if he does, it's like, you know, Stephen Moffat runs, you know, Doctor Who, but he brings in like Neil Gaiman to write an episode, like The Doctor's Wife, or they'll bring in guest writers to you know, write the show. So we might get a David Lynch Twilight Zone episode.
Huh.
Imagine that, because, you know, we haven't seen the last time they did a Twilight Zone movie or thing was the Twilight Zone movie, and that was in the 80s. And then they did some Twilight Zone. They did Outer Limits. They brought that back for a little bit.
Yeah.
Remember they did the Outer Limits, Please Stand By.
I didn't get into the Twilight Zone.
They didn't bring back Twilight Zone that hardcore. I just remember the original is still amazing. You go back, you can still watch the original Twilight Zone, and it's like this weird sort of timeless thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the way the stories are told, it's like really like, it's almost like fables. You know, in the way they're told.
Hmm.
Like they're like stories of, you know, you learn a lesson at the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's like a fable.
That I do remember.
Like a fable, you know, like it's metaphorical, but you learn shit. like you pull the thorn out of the bear's claw, like the mouse pulls the thorn
out of the bear's paw.
I think it's the lion.
Lion's paw, yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't eat the mouse or whatever. It's like, oh, well, if I pull this thing out, you're going to eat me. It's like, no, I'm not. Just save me. And it pulls out. It's like, I'm going to eat you now. It's like, but why? Because I'm a lion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. But I just saved your paw.
The scorpion and the frog.
The scorpion and the frog. That one where the frog's taking the scorpion over and then the scorpion stabs the frog. It's like, why are you doing that? I'm a scorpion.
It's my nature.
It's what I do.
Whatever.
And then they both died.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, that's dumb. If the frog hadn't helped the scorpion, you know.
One of them would have survived.
One of them would have, yeah. Both of them would have. They both would have just fucked off and done their own thing. But anyway, the point still stands. Don't help violent creatures. If you see a lion, a bear, or a scorpion and it needs
help,
leave
them alone.
Don't pull the thorn out of the scorpion's claw. It's going to pinch your face off.
With its giant teeth.
With its giant pincer teeth. Pincer teeths. But regardless, the Twilight Zone was always great. And I think with that show like Black, you've seen Black Mirror on Netflix, right? Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's sort of like the English version of the Twilight Zone, the English version of the Outer Limits.
Okay.
It's like but it's a really like macabre, like it does sci-fi, but like sort of like horrifying sci-fi.
There's so many shows right now that I know I would like. I just can't pick I can't commit to
you would
them.
Love Black Mirror if you like Twilight Zone and horror and you like sci-fi. You would love Black Mirror. Yeah. It gets really fucked up. Like, there's the first episode I saw of Black Mirror was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom was blackmailed into fucking a pig on live TV in front of the whole country. And if he didn't, a woman was going to die. And so he had to, so they got live closed circuit cameras, they put it on, and the Prime Minister took a Viagra, and they showed him banging a pig. They didn't actually show it, but, like, they dealt with the reality of it.
Oh,
and it was
God.
A countdown to him fucking the pig. So it's kind of funny, but it's horrifying at the same time, because it's real, and he has to really do it. And it's like, and it's building, and it's building, and it's building.
Oh,
that's how
no.
fucked up Black Mirror is. I hope they make the new Twilight Zone just as fucked up as that. And I hope that Jordan Peele directs the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should.
I think he should,
and
too.
And then I think they should get David Lynch to do an episode, and they should get, like, fucking all, like, Wes Craven. No, he's not alive anymore. I'm sorry. Who's alive? Who's still alive
who's
to direct
alive?
Horror TV shows?
Wait, Wes Craven isn't alive anymore?
I don't know. I think if he is, get him. If not, I'm sorry. Peter Jackson would be cool. Get Peter Jackson to do a Twilight Zone.
Rob Zombie
would be
Kevin
dope.
Kevin Smith,
he would do it. He'd
especially since we just watched that thing
well,
with him.
Yeah,
that did he did the thing in that
he
one
did the
thing
ABCs, not ABCs of Death, but he did
Holidays,
which was another sort of it was like a holiday themed horror movie, which is cool.
Yeah,
he directed. Which one did he direct?
He directed the prostitute one.
Yeah, but what was the holiday?
Halloween.
Oh, was it?
He did.
So
Halloween.
He had Halloween. Oh,
he had
okay.
Halloween. Yeah.
His was okay.
The Cam Girls.
It wasn't bad. It was just it wasn't. I didn't feel the same.
That one was just fucked up.
It was fucked up, but it wasn't scary.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't as.
It was more like Hostel.
It was
than
also
anything.
A short scare. It was short.
It was shorter than the other ones. It was more like I don't know how to put it. It was more like Hostel. Body horror grossness, like
yeah,
than anything. Like.
But I'm
Saw.
Glad they didn't really show anything.
It was more
though.
Like a Saw situation,
but yeah,
which was cool. You're right. And they didn't show everything, but it was suggested. It was good. I mean, you know, it just wasn't as scary as the other ones. It was gross, though. It was really.
It was gross.
Yeah,
gross and upsetting.
But Twilight, yeah, Kevin Smith would be cool. The other like list of directors that I think would do it. Maybe the whoever directed Babadook should get a chance. I just think you should get a lot of really good horror movie directors, and not even horror, like just new filmmakers or anyone who always wanted to direct Twilight Zone or is a fan of it.
Yeah.
And just let them be like, you're a fan of Twilight Zone and you're a director? Do this show.
Okay.
Do this show. Direct this episode.
Do the
write
thing.
This. Yeah, just do it. It'd be great. And I think that's how they should do it. I think we should end the Nerd Update on our favorite Twilight Zone episodes. Why not? Like our number one.
I didn't watch it enough to be able to name it.
No,
I always
just
had
like
it on
just
the background.
not the name of it, but like a plot that always stuck out to you from a Twilight Zone episode. You're like, oh, that one was pretty good. I like that one. It fucked with my head. Or
I don't remember any.
No, I'm just the one. Well, I just remember like a lot of the twists because like you know the whole episode would build up to a big twist. I remember, and you'd
yeah.
be like, oh, it's like an M. Night Shyamalan thing. It was like, this
that.
Is the twist. You know, oh shit, it's fucked up. They're all aliens. There was the one where they took the bandages off the lady who was recovering from surgery,
yeah.
plastic surgery. She was in a car accident, and they took it off, and she was a beautiful blonde woman. And they were like, she's hideous. Oh, my God. And then you look at all the doctors, and they all have, like, gross, like, frog-type faces, and they all, like, have distorted, weird human faces.
Oh,
but they're not humans.
Yeah.
But so, like, they're, like, beauty
their
is...
standard
on, beauty
of beauty
is in the eye.
Different.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the episode. It was that saying. It ended on that. Then there's the one where the guy, Burgess Meredith, played a dude who, he loved reading books, and he hated people. And then an atomic bomb went off, or something went off, and it killed all the people. But the library was left, and he was alone. He's like, oh, finally, I have time to read all the books I want. And he had glasses, and he leaned over, and the glasses fell off and broke. And he's like, this is not fair. I had time. There was time
no.
now. I finally had time. This isn't fair. And the whole point was you shouldn't just, you know, avoid people and read books all the time. People write books.
Mm-hmm.
People are, the books are about people.
Someday you might need a person to read a book to you because you broke your glasses.
Or you might need a person to make new ones for you. And if there's no people around, how are you going to do that? Are you going to figure it out? And it was a really cool thing. There was another one where... There's like a soldier, a ballerina, and a spaceman, like in a spacesuit, were in like this weird container, and they were trying to get out. And then finally they climbed on top of their shoulders and one got out. And it turned out they were toys in a toy bin that were like going to be given to poor kids. Aww. They were like used toys and they thought they were real or something. It's really, it was like a Toy Story thing. It was
so
really
like a messed
weird.
Up Toy Story?
It was a fucked up Toy Story
no.
plot. Yeah, that's the thing. Like that's Twilight Zone was great with that shit. Like they, there's like a lot of Twilight Zones that you could extend, like that horror movies have extended into full length features, and you're like, wow, I can't believe they did that. You know, like
yeah.
you like on in Twilight Zone that would just be like a 30-minute, 40-minute episode, uh-huh. but in Hollywood they'll fucking draw it out for 2 hours, and I'm like, that's not cool. Like on Twilight Zone they would do that in like a 30-minute episode with commercials,
yeah,
and they would round that motherfucker out in like 10-minute increments.
Oh yeah,
beginning, middle, and end with
yep,
commercials in between
it.
And they were ready to go, and you're like, damn, that was a good job. And now movies are taking those linear plots and they're like trying to drag them out for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, just make the TV show, bring it back, you know, quit drawing out these premises. It doesn't work. But Twilight Zone is a great show, and it does work, and we need it. We need that, because we need more parables, and we need more fables to tell people. We need people to, like, realize that there's consequences for shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And regardless of that, we just need some new shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
We gotta get some
new
shit
on
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Because I'm getting bored with all the I've seen all the shit. I need
yeah.
new stuff.
They haven't added new stuff in a while.
I want new original things. If Netflix keeps getting original content, I don't have to go get cable. I can just keep watching everything on Netflix as long as they keep making new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hulu. But Hulu's like, what, NBC?
I have no idea.
Fox and all that. Regardless. Did you ever watch Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to bring that back, too.
Oh, I know.
I'm down.
I listened to that episode.
These short form horror things are pretty cool. Like and
if they bring John Cassier back as the Crypt Keeper, though.
Oh my God, yes! And for Twilight Zone, I wonder who would you like to be like the host, the guy who does the monologue and he introduces the episodes. Who do you want to host it?
Tim Curry.
He's too.
Is he too old?
He's too fat. He's too old and too fat, and he's in a wheelchair that he has to move around with like a switch.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to talk shit about him. I want him to get better. Tim Curry. I want Tim Curry to get better. I'm not talking shit. I just want him to get better. Eddie Izzard would be... Yeah, he's actually lost a lot of weight. He's been doing a marathon across Europe, I think, or across...
Really?
Yeah, he's been doing a marathon. I've been seeing it on YouTube. And he's lost a lot of weight. He's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be pretty cool to do Twilight Zone, but he would do it... He wouldn't do it as... I want someone who's, like, stern and serious, like a madman, like John Hamm or one of the guys from Mad Men, you know? Like the gray-haired
See,
dude.
See, I was immediately thinking someone who could be unsettling and also funny.
Steve Buscemi.
John Waters.
Done. You know, Steve Buscemi could play John Waters.
Steve Buscemi could play John Waters.
Correction. Steve Buscemi should play John Waters. And that's how we're going to end this nerd update. Everyone, sign the petition. Steve Buscemi is John Waters. We want to see that movie happen. But also, John Waters as the host of Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Didn't he do that thing where the couples, like, killed each other?
I think
didn't
so.
Didn't he host that show where he talked that he would introduce the stories about the people who killed, they were in love, but then they killed each other?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Have him host the new Twilight Zone. Jordan Peele, if you hear this, John Waters as the new, take over the Rod Serling. Like, well, this is an interesting story. Check this shit out. I'd love it. Yes, John Waters. But yeah, that's going to do it for this Nerd Update. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for nerding out with us. We hope we help distract you on your commute, on your trip, on your workout, whatever the hell it is you're doing while you're listening to this. We hope we help distract you with nerdy endeavors. Check out the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. YouTube channel is Simmer Mike again for all your YouTubing needs, trailer reactions, music videos, clips. Challenges. We're going to do more original content.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at Team Awesome Inc. for the Twitterverse. And then type in Team Awesome Inc. on iTunes to get all of our shizzle and our bizzle for your ear pleasures. Ooh. Oh my. Did I just say ear pleasures?
You did.
For your ear pleasures.
You said it. You can't take it back.
I said it like a German.
You're
do you like for your ear pleasures, yeah? Enjoy this. Click play for your ear pleasures. Plug it in. Oh, man. All
Please
right.
Stop,
I'm sorry. You're right. All right. That's enough. A nerd update completed. Right?
Yeah. We're done now.
Okay.
After that gem.
Bye.
No, please fade out while you're talking in German. That's how you have to end the nerd update.
We have plenty of things for your ear pleasures. We have Q-tips, swabs, candles, and forks.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome. Here at Team Awesome, Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.